Brazil's top court proposes rule to block laws that add costs without compensation. Gilmar Mendes of the Supreme Federal Court has proposed to Edson Fachin a binding summary that would bar courts from approving laws that create expenses without a prior fiscal impact and compensations under the fiscal responsibility law. The move aims to curb what officials call bombshell agendas such as raises to doctors' pay floors and debt renegotiations that lack proper financial studies. Fachin has begun the process and opened a short window for public comment, after which the proposal would go to the Procuradoria Geral da República for review. The idea was also discussed in a meeting with the finance minister, who noted its relevance to recent Senate-approved agendas. In practice, the binding summary would set minimum conditions for bills with fiscal effects and could guide legal opinions inside legislatures. Mendes cites past Supreme Court decisions to show that measures with budget costs must include an impact estimate and compensatory steps under the transitional provisions in the fiscal responsibility law. The proposal argues that such rules reinforce the constitutional requirement that public spending be planned and offset before enactment. A binding Supreme Court rule would block laws that create expenses without a budget impact study. It targets recent POTUS bomb-like doctor pay raises and debt deals lacking impact studies. The rule would require budget impact estimates and compensatory measures for any new cost or tax cut. It follows previous court rulings that fiscal costs must obey the fiscal responsibility law and the Constitution. The proposal is open for public comment and will then go to the Attorney General for a formal opinion. STF minister proposes binding rule to vet fiscal impact in Brazil. A minister of the Supreme Federal Court, Gilmar Mendes, asked the court's president, Edson Fachin, to issue a binding rule that would rule out laws or acts creating or changing mandatory government spending unless a prior budget impact analysis and appropriate compensations are in place under the fiscal responsibility law. The move targets recent reform priorities viewed as financially risky, described as POTUS bomba. The proposal aims to curb measures that lack financial study, such as proposed increases to the doctor's salary floor and plans to renegotiate debts. Fachin has advanced the idea and ordered the text to be published so interested parties can submit comments within 5 days. After that period, the proposal will move to the Prosecutor General's office for an official opinion, according to officials. Finance Minister Dario Juregan, who spoke with Fachin and Mendes after a bilateral meeting, helped surface the topic. The discussions centered on the same set of debated measures that the Senate recently approved, including the doctor's pay floor increase, looser retirement rules for community health workers, and debt renegotiations for large rural producers. What the proposal seeks, the binding rule would provide a clear standard for approving legislative projects that have fiscal effects and might guide legal opinions within the legislature. The draft argues that Article 113 of the Transitional Constitutional Provisions Act applies across all levels of government, and that a law or act that creates or alters mandatory spending, grants a tax benefit, or reduces revenue must first show a budget impact estimate and provide offsetting measures to be valid. Supporters say the rule would help lawmakers and courts apply the fiscal responsibility law consistently when contemplating financially significant changes. The proposal notes 11 past cases, spanning 2019 to the present, in which the court recognized that proposals with fiscal costs require an impact assessment. The intent is to codify a uniform approach to prevent new expenses or tax incentives from slipping through without proper scrutiny. Legal context and precedents. According to the plan, the rule would enshrine a binding interpretation. The relevant provisions of the Transitional Constitutional Provisions Act, particularly Article 113, must be observed in measures that create or modify expenses or tax benefits. The idea is to align such actions with the obligations set by the fiscal responsibility law and the Constitution. In a related ruling from April, the court concluded that major fiscal measures must come with a budget forecast and compensatory mechanisms. The justices, following the lead of the rapporteur, emphasized that both Article 14 of the Fiscal Responsibility Law and Article 113 of the Auto das Dispositos Constitucionais Transitorias must be respected when considering laws that grant fiscal benefits or alter spending. Conclusion: the STF's proposal to issue a binding rule underscores a deliberate effort to enforce budget discipline across all levels of government. By mandating a budget impact assessment and offsetting measures for any new expense or tax concession, the rule aims to curb POTUS bomba and ensure compliance with the fiscal responsibility law and the Constitution. This approach could guide lawmakers and courts in applying fiscal rules more consistently and in evaluating the fiscal costs of proposed legislation. The process, opening a window for public comment before a formal opinion by the Procuradoria Geral da Repubblica, also emphasizes procedural rigor and broad scrutiny. Ultimately, the proposal reflects a constitutional priority that public spending be planned and offset, though its real-world effect will depend on judicial interpretation and legislative adoption. Frequently asked questions: what is the SDF proposing to do? It wants a binding rule to block laws that create new costs unless they show a budget impact and have compensation plans. Who proposed the rule? Minister Gilmer Mendes asked President Edson Fachin to issue the binding summary. What could this rule affect in new laws? It could stop laws that add spending or tax breaks without a budget study and offset plan. Which recent issues are called Potus Bomba? Rising doctors' salaries, relaxed retirement rules for health workers, and debt renegotiation for large farmers. What is the timeline for public input and decision? 5 days for public comments, then the proposal goes to the Attorney General for a formal opinion.